Years ago, my sister Deb wrote a beautiful song called Any Day Can Be Christmas. And I've often thought that any day can be Thanksgiving or should be Thanksgiving. We who are saved, we who are the redeemed, who understand the real meaning of Christmas and who have, in fact, our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, we're not going to be free from worry in this life. Jesus made that very clear. But we ought to, among all people, be the most thankful. Amen? I'm reminded of something that David McCaslin wrote regarding Thanksgiving, the day, and I thought it might be appropriate for us to think about it today and every day. He said, during a Sunday worship service, our congregation said this prayer of confession in unison. Gracious God, like many believers before us, we complain when things do not go our way. We want abundance of everything rather than what is sufficient to sustain us. We would rather be elsewhere than where we are at this moment. We would rather have the gifts you give to others than what you provide for us. We would rather have you serve us than we serve you. Forgive our lack of gratitude for what you give. And he concludes by saying, abundance is no guarantee of gratefulness or thanksgiving. Prosperity may even turn our hearts away from the Lord. When a group of Jewish exiles returned from Babylon with Nehemiah to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, they gathered to confess their sins and those of their fathers. They prayed, neither our kings nor our princes, our priests nor our fathers have kept your law. For they have not served you in their kingdom or in the many good things that you gave them or in the large and rich land which you set before them, nor did they turn from their wicked works. My friend, confession is a powerful prelude to a prayer of thanksgiving. Amen? Obedience is the amen. And so as we look at Nehemiah 9:35, they have not served you in the many good things that you gave them. I'm reminded of the 10 lepers who were healed. Only one of the 10 came back to thank Jesus. Can you imagine having a major disease lifted from you, to be healed from that, and then not to give thanks? And yet, how much more should we, who have had sin lifted from us, our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, heaven guaranteed to us by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit as the guarantee? Oh, my friend, you and I need to have hearts full of gratitude every day. Believe me, I'm speaking to me even as I'm speaking to you today. See, confession opens the door to thanksgiving. And so I just want to say, Heavenly Father, forgive me for any whining, any complaining, any of these things where we may want to be or I may want to be someplace else or doing something else. I pray that for my friend listening in, that we would come before you with confession, knowing, God, that you have ordered our steps, that we cannot improve upon your will and your plan for our lives. The best that we can do is to bow humbly and be in the center of your will and to do so with an attitude of gratitude this day and every day for what you have already done for us. May we serve you starting right now with our attitude, and we ask it to the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen.